Did Warren Buffett just move into gold? And should you as well?
It's time to stop trusting the public markets and look to history's first trillionaire on how to build real, lasting wealth. Look, over the past 14 years, we've applied these exact principles in more than 300 plus transactions. Not one single investor has lost money. That trillionaire was King Solomon. We'll be sharing his wisdom on how to build wealth in a way that's translated for the 21st century investor. My name is Blake Templeton, and this is the Solomon Investor Podcast.
Hello and welcome. This is the Solomon Investor Podcast. I am your host, Blake Templeton, CEO of Boron Capital. And today we're talking about the biggest news of the month. It's not Biden and Trump. It's not even the stock market. It's actually specific moves of Warren Buffett himself. He's dropped bank stocks, he's dropped airline stocks, and he's moved into gold mining. Barrick gold mining, to be exact. So the question at hand is, what should you do? Do you follow him? And should you follow him? Should you be investing into gold? Our mission for the Solomon Investor Community and Boron Capital is to provide you with clarity and the best opportunities for you to make exponential wealth in chaotic times. Most people I know follow Warren Buffett to some degree. They might not do everything he does, but they're looking to see, like, is there something he's doing? Can I follow him in some specific way? And now we've got big shifts happening. We have him doing some unprecedented things, breaking some of his own rules, going into gold. Now, we also have the Federal Reserve, who's actually coming out saying, hey, we're not about low inflation anymore. We're about whatever has to happen to make this world keep turning. We're about to let inflation happen. We're about to have some uncharted territory in the centralized system because everything has changed. So the question is this move right for your portfolio? Should you be in gold right now? If you're an investor right now and you have not followed Warren Buffett and you have a direct reason why, give me a comment in the comments section. I'd be very interested to know what makes you move, what makes you tick. Why do you invest where you invest? What are the rules of the game that you're following? I'm very interested to see if you follow the doctrine of the Oracle of Omaha, Warren Buffett. Okay, so here's the deal. When we invest, you need to be investing like a king over your financial kingdom. See, it's way different than just following the ways of man like everyone else. You've got to take control. You know, many people spend countless hours building their empire. The 50-50-50 model, you know, 50 hours a week for 50 weeks for 50 years. And then you come to this time where you're actually ready to do something with your money. You've got to invest like a king. It's all about control. Kings have control. Kings don't lose money. Kings always make money in uncharted territory. Kings always make money in chaotic times. This is why at the Solomon Investor Podcast, we follow the rules of King Solomon. King Solomon was the first trillionaire ever. And he was a king who had control. He walked in authority, power, and wisdom. So the question is, would King Solomon be following the advice of Warren Buffett and be investing into gold mining stocks? Let me teach you a secret from my recent book, The Solomon Way. You should only be investing where you have control. So understanding that, Warren Buffett doesn't play games for, you know, buy low, sell high, or even, you know, stay in for the long term. No, he plays with one rule, control. He controls everything he goes into. And if he can't control it, he always gets out. See, he plays for control because he controls the company and his whole objective is to get the stock price to go up. See, that's an entirely different game than what most people are playing. It's way different. Why? Because he's going in and buying up a large portion of ownership in a publicly traded company, taking control of it, taking control of the management, shifting things to actually make it perform in a different way. It's control that he's after. But most people, they just buy a promise note, a stock, praying to the Lord that it's going to actually produce. And they kind of set it and forget it with no control. They have no authority, no power, no control over the actual investment. They're really just a peasant on the trade route. See, a king actually takes control. He owns the trade route. It's a massive shift in how you'll have to be investing in this next decade. But the good news is you actually can have control today in your investments. Okay, first let's go back to Warren Buffett. Why is what he's doing so important? The moves he's making, they're unprecedented, and how does that affect you? And then we'll talk about how to be a king over your financial investments, how to have control, and how to have exponential wealth, whether you have a little bit or a lot to work with. So let's focus on Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett moved into gold because he's looking for safety. He's looking for a storehouse of wealth. He broke his old rules because times have changed. We're entering an unprecedented market. Everything is going to be different for this next decade. Warren Buffett didn't move into gold because he's looking to go make a lot of money in gold. He still holds his same rules, but remember, he's looking for control. If he can't control the public market, if he can't control the centralized system, he realizes he's going to have to shift. He's going to have to move things around. So Warren Buffett is making moves of where he believes he can have sustainability, where he believes he can have control. This is something that you've got to really lock in on. So as a king, we look at principles, we look at mental frameworks, we look at pillars. And this is one you've got to understand that the item he's investing in, that's not the focus. The focus is actually control. Okay, so let's go into Warren Buffett's game. This is what you've got to do. You can't actually go in the mindset of buy low, sell high, stay in for the long haul. No, it's all about control. When you have control, you control the cash flow. When you have control, you control sustainability. You don't lose money. When you have control, there's always an upside, even in a down market. And this is why you've got to do the exact same thing. It's a zero-sum game. There's winners and there's losers. You're being controlled or you will take control. Kings always take control. We own the domain we walk into. We always know there's always another way, and we always have collateral. Collateral, control, and cash flow. That's what takes authority into a whole new level. That's what allows you to make money when others aren't making money. The reality is Warren Buffett's actually playing by King Solomon's rules. 3,000 years ago, King Solomon built an empire with control. Control over the assets. He controlled the prices, he controlled the expenses, he controlled the traffic. And this is what we do when we have investments. We have to be able to control the prices, the expenses, and the actual traffic, the velocity of the money inside the investments. See, very few people can actually do this in the public market because you literally have to have billions and billions of dollars. But he's really playing by King Solomon's rules. And King Solomon became the first trillionaire ever, and this is where he did it, the private market. And this is why you can do it too. The point wasn't gold, the point was control. And you can take control in the private market. The private market's like a new ecosystem. The public market, it's gonna have very, very hard times for the next decade. Everyone is moving into the private market. That's where you have control, sustainability, and exponential wealth building. If you've ever looked at investing into the private market and you've got questions, put your questions below in the comments. I'm going to be in the feed myself answering your questions. And look, no one teaches in the private market. It's where the uber wealthy live. It's like a secret society. I want to exploit that. I want to break that trend. I want to get the wisdom and the clarity for opportunities that you can invest into today. So let me know in the comments. Now, where do you play? How do you gain control? You know, control is one of the three pillars. Control, collateral, and cash flow. Most people go to real estate. They just think, you know, I'm going to get in real estate. I'm going to go jump in, do my thing, and I'm going to make a lot of money. All real estate is not equal. Some real estate only has one dimension. We recommend three-dimensional real estate. So these three dimensions of real estate are, number one, God's wisdom, being directed by, stewarded by God, the one who's infinite, who knows the beginning from the end, who's all-knowing, who's ever managing your assets. They need to be able to hear that voice, because if we're leaning on our own understanding, especially in these times when everyone's playing by different rules, you're gonna get messed up. Dimension number two is control, the collateralized control, the actual tangible real estate. Most people, though, they invest in a tangible, but they don't have control. You gotta have the collateral and the control, where you control the price, the expenses, and the traffic. And dimension number three is exponential wealth. When you actually own the domain like this in a three-dimensional investment, you're able to create cash flow and equity, and typically the majority of times tax-free. But the question for this podcast is, look, should you be invested in gold? Is that a good hedge? Is that something you should do? I'm gonna be brutally honest with you. Gold is not an investment. Robert Kiyosaki said it best. He owns gold mines, and he said, gold is not an investment. Gold is actually just an insurance policy in case the dollar crashes. Gold is one-dimensional. It's the collateralized item. But it's not even in wisdom, because it doesn't actually produce cash flow, the third dimension. See, King Solomon 3,000 years ago, gold was actually his currency. That was actually what he utilized, but King Solomon would not invest in gold. King Solomon would not go follow Warren Buffett's advice. Why? Because it was not cash flowing. It was just literally a tangible. And Warren Buffett's actually right. It does not hold any intrinsic value itself. There's nothing you can actually do with it. And so outside of it being an insurance policy for cash, you and I as kings, we don't go put our money in the insurance policy in case something's going to happen to cash. We go invest our cash into what we call a storehouse of wealth. Three-dimensional investments. Warren Buffett moved into gold because he's betting on the centralized system having problems. It's a lack of trust in the system that it's not safe, it's volatile, and he can't actually control it like he would like. So the question is, are you going to continue trusting the centralized system with stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, or are you going to take back control? Do you want control, collateral, and cash flow with multiple different dimensions to fortify your investment for safety and exponential wealth? If you'd like to learn how to invest like King Solomon, I'm writing a book right now that I know you'll love. It's coming out soon. The best way to get your hands on it is to go to SolomonInvestor.com, SolomonInvestor.com, or pull out your cell phone and text Solomon to 31996. Again, text Solomon to 31996, and I'll send you out multiple wealth-building tools and tips in the meantime. Look, no one's teaching on what the uber wealthy are doing. What the uber wealthy are doing is they're taking control, and I want to teach you all the nuances of how to have control over your investments today. And I will see you on the other side. Be blessed.
All right, guys, here comes the thanks and the shout outs. We want to thank everyone that leaves reviews and the written reviews on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms. Just know they mean the world to us. If you've taken the 30 to 60 seconds, you know, extra seconds to show love and to give context of why this has been worthwhile for you and why this podcast has helped you, we thank you. We're going to give a couple shout outs of our favorite reviews each podcast. So please give us some love with a 5-star review. And thank you for joining the Solomon Investor Revolution.